This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
After all, they're just wrestling, right?
Woo! We'll break your bones! We'll grind you into putty! We'll stir your faces off!
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective, with three fans who know how to talk some trash.
Without further ado, allow me to present the newest sensation of the entertainment world,
Zane Peterson.
Well, he's doing really, really well blocking those punches with his face.
Ajay Salveson.
I'm feeling such an odd mixture of pride and mortal terror.
There is a creature alive today who has survived millions of years of evolution without change. Without passion and without logic.
Dave Denton.
A mindless eating machine.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
I'm taking the trash out.
Welcome to another edition of Turnbuckle Trash. Hi, everyone. This is Dave Denton. Joining us in a few minutes, we'll have Chris on the mat talking about the CM Punk situation and that lawsuit. We'll also be talking with Zane and a special guest today from StillRealToUs.com. It is going to be a great show, so hang around. We're going to start off with some news from the world of professional wrestling. This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Turnbuckle Trash fans, you can stay in the ring with us by following us on Facebook and clicking that like button on our Facebook page, Turnbuckle Trash. Or you can follow us on Twitter, at Turnbuckle Trash. And in case you got any comments, suggestions, or questions, you can email us at WPFpod@gmail.com. Again, that's WPFpod@gmail.com.
Welcome back to another edition of Turnbuckle Trash. Let's go over just some of the news that has been hitting over the last couple of weeks that you might not have heard about, or maybe we're getting more information for you. Johnny Impact, John Morrison of Lucha Underground, has gotten married. He married his longtime girlfriend, Taya, who is also a wrestling star, especially in AAA, Lucha Underground division. Now, she's also been doing some wrestling in Impact, too. So, John and Taya really making a, quote, impact, and now they are married. Attending the marriage, Zack Ryder. And John's one-time dirt sheet partner, The Miz. Remember the world's biggest Royal Rumble? Well, it took place in Saudi Arabia, and I was kind of worried this was going to happen. Al-Qaeda, the Yemen-based branch of the terrorist group, has made a public statement condemning the Saudi Crown Prince for allowing the WWE event to take place. Now, listen to this with a grain of salt, because holy moly, these guys are idiots. They claim his attempt at westernization is opening the door wide for corruption and moral degradation. Like killing women and children and using them as human bombs, isn't? Hey, look in the mirror, you idiots. Do you have the Fight TV app? If you're a wrestling fan or a combat fan, you're going to really enjoy Fight TV. And now, more content coming soon, because Fight TV has announced they are teaming up with Jeff Jarrett's Global Force Entertainment, looking for more digital live content for Fight TV. Now, Fight TV now has arrangements with Ring of Honor, Shine, Defiant Wrestling, and other independent promotions. And Fight says new programming produced alongside Jeff Jarrett could be announced later this summer. Madison Square Garden has had this long-time relationship with the WWE, dating back to the WWWF. Well, management at the Garden said to be upset with the people with the WWE. PW Insider's reporting that AAA promotion is looking to hold an event at Madison Square Garden in September. Now, according to contractual agreements, the WWE would technically have the right of first refusal on whichever particular date based on their agreement with Madison Square Garden. But management is apparently unhappy that the WWE has been running the majority of their New York City events at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Now, the tipping point, according to Madison Square Garden management telling PW Insider, is that the WWE has announced all of their WrestleMania 35-week events for the Barclays Center, leaving nothing for the Garden. Wow. No other wrestling promotion has ever held an event in Madison Square Garden since the McMahon family cultivates that relationship with the venue. Former WWE Cruiserweight Champion Hurricane Helms is going to Ring of Honor. He says on social media that he is confirming he will be making his debut later this month. Hurricane Helms will be at ROH events in San Antonio, also in Dallas, and in Fairfax. We'll talk about this particular event coming up in just a few minutes with Chris on the mat, but CM Punk says he is happy that he and Colt Cabana won their court battle with WWE Dr. Chris Amon. Punk spoke with WrestleZone's Nick Hosman and said a gigantic weight has been lifted off his shoulders. First and foremost, he says he's happy for his friend Colt, who was dragged into this for silly reasons. There was a great promo on the WWE with The Miz and The New Day on May the 29th. I had to kind of get a little bit of it for you to listen to. Listen to The Miz and The New Day.
You're happy to be on Miz TV. You're happy about the debut of Miz and Mrs. You're going to watch it? DVR it? One member of your team gets to go on to the Money in the Bank ladder match. I don't think we want to wait. Who is it going to be? I walked into that one. Allow me to rephrase. Which one of you is it going to be? Can we be serious, please? I think that you three hold each other back. No, you know what the difference is between you three and me is? That I've won Money in the Bank, cashed it in, and became WWE champion. Can you say that about yourself, Kofi? Then again, you have been in 6 Money in the Bank matches and haven't won a single one. Big E, look at you. When that bell rings, you have the fire, the speed, the strength, everything it takes to be a true champion. However, you'll never be taken seriously because you don't take yourself seriously. But someone who takes himself very seriously is Xavier Woods. You have, you have a YouTube empire in Up, Up, Down, Down. Over 1.5 million subscribers. You built that on your own from the ground up. Imagine streaming a game of Fortnite. Don't play that video game, but imagine streaming a game of Fortnite with the WWE Championship around your waist. Imagine the attention, the adulation, the fans. You would be a real-life superhero. So I will ask again, who's it going to be?
I mean, with all that said, I feel like it's going to have to be E.
Or Kofi.
Or Xavier.
Yeah, that's true. You got Up, Up, Down, Down, making all that money for the company.
I appreciate it. Yeah, but yeah. I mean, Kofi, you beat Randy Orton.
No! I brought you out here to get the scoop, get the exclusive. I am so sick of the cereals, the popsicles, and the pancakes, all the jokes, all the little games. Understand that I am going to walk out with that Money in the Bank contract because I can beat any one of you any day of the week.
All right. I mean, you pretty much made the decision for us. So let's get to it. It's going to be E.
There you have it, an exclusive on Miz TV. Big E will be in the Money in the Bank.
Whoa. Miz, you are mistaken. We're talking about something else. We're not talking about Money in the Bank anymore.
Oh, no. We're talking about tonight.
You versus me right here, right now.
That's what we want.
Yes.
Well, if I don't get what I want, you don't get what you want. No match. See one of you at Money in the Bank.
Shame. Shame.
The people have spoken.
Shame!
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
The greatest wrestler in the history of wrestling? He was so good that he wore an outfit with the word fair play written across it. Like, I'm so good, I don't even need to cheat to beat you. It's kind of my idol.
You're changing your depends over to diapers.
I sentence them to deletion.
Depends over to diapers.
Delete.
If you have the WWE Network, Conrad Thompson, who is the co-host of Something Else to Wrestle With that's on the network with Bruce Prichard, has released a video saying that the current episode has been delayed because of, quote, creative differences. Conrad, as the co-host, claims the WWE wanted to edit some stuff, that's in quotation marks, that they filmed over last weekend, which is about the ECW reboot in 2006. But according to Conrad Thompson, both he and Bruce Prichard were unhappy with the final product because they don't want to change the narrative. Will Mr. WrestleMania be back in the ring? It has been 8 years since Shawn Michaels retired and now says he is considering stepping back in the ring for one more match if it is done in the right way. The Hall of Famer speaking to Sky Sports to promote his upcoming appearance in London as part of the United Kingdom Championship Tournament said it would have to be done the right way and just for one match rather than something that ran for longer. Shawn Michaels said it could be possible, but people would have to accept they wouldn't be getting the showstopper, Mr. WrestleMania. Michaels said goodbye to the WWE in in-ring action in 2010 after being retired by The Undertaker. Michaels says that he would love to go against AJ Styles, Daniel Bryan. Probably it's going to be a tag team type of event, so a DX reunion of some sort. During a six-woman tag match in Arlington, Texas on Sunday, which was on June the 3rd, Asuka, she put a kick onto the Ravishing Russian Lana and evidently kicked her pretty hard. Lana's hair extensions actually fell out and went out of the ring. Yeah, after the match, you could see Becky Lynch grabbing a hold of the blonde hair and mixing it with her orange hair, and she looked like a giant creamsicle. Bo Dallas, Curtis Axel now have officially licensed their B-Team t-shirts at the WWE shop. The shirts went live on Monday Night Raw, featured the big B on the front, just like the ones on TV. But in typical WWE fashion, the back says, the B stands for best. I might have to get me one of those. I love missing B-Team now. Glenn Jacobs, you might better know him as Kane, says that if he is elected as mayor of Knox County, Tennessee, he still might do a little bit of wrestling. During an exclusive interview with Pro Wrestling Sheet, Kane indicated he is not done in the WWE ring, even if he is the active mayor. Especially if Knoxville got a pay-per-view, I imagine there might be an appearance by the Monster Kane. Over at Impact Wrestling, the experiment with the Grand Championship belt is over. The Grand Championship was kind of confusing to me. It had rounds instead of just being a match. and there was judges there. Austin Aries won the belt recently, and now they have combined the Grand Championship into an Impact World Champion. And today on My Stomach Turns, the soap opera that is John Cena and Nikki Bella is back on. Yes, it looks like John and Nikki are back on as a couple, not knowing whether the marriage plans are still out there, but at least they are back together. Ah, the soap opera that is that relationship. Chris Jericho making news. Chris Jericho and that big wrestling cruise coming up in October. It's going to be with some of the members like the Young Bucks from ROH and more. Well, it's even getting bigger now. That cruise has just announced that, well, Chris Jericho announced it on Instagram that some of the Impact wrestlers will be on that cruise. So Chris Jericho and Impact Wrestling, I wonder what the WWE thinks of this. And finally, in wrestling stupid news, how about former WCW champion David Arquette? A lot of people blame David Arquette for the ruinization of the WCW. Well, the former WCW champ says he wants to make it back into the ring. He announced on the Wendy Williams Show, while he's promoting his new Netflix documentary, Survivor's Guide to Prison, that he is considering getting back into the ring and using the gimmick of David Magic Man Arquette. Remember what I talked about when my stomach turns about John and Nikki? I think I just lost my lunch. Coming up on Turnbuckle Trash, part one of our interview with StillRealToUs.com. This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Hey, MSR.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, do you like geeky things?
I love geeky things, Chunky Larry.
How much do you love geeky things?
I would say at least a 7.
A 7? That's
yeah.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
I mean, I have a few places on the internet I go to.
Well, the one place you want to go on the internet is geeksoftheindustry.com, because it's got geeks at the beginning.
Oh, that's a good point. Geeksoftheindustry.com, you say. What is that about? What is that?
Well, you know, it's got a little bit of everything. It's got cartoons, movies, music, video games, wrestling. You know, anything that's geeky that you're into, you'll probably be able to find at geeksoftheindustry.com.
I can watch all of those things?
No. It's a podcast website. You listen to things.
Oh.
Ooh, podcasting. You can download them from the website, or you can, you know, subscribe to one of the shows on Stitcher or iTunes.
What was that website again?
That's geeksoftheindustry.com, my good friend.
I'm going to go right now.
Yeah, sorry, my brother. You've got to get your own.
More trash is on the way on TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Oh, he's got him in a subatomic headlock. Ow, that's got to hurt.
Actually, I can tell you from experience, it does hurt.
You were a wrestler?
No, just married.
It's time to take out the trash.
Hi, everyone. Turnbuckle Trash. We are joined by Zane. Zane, you can now say hi.
Hi.
Very good, Zane. And also, we have a special guest on the phone with us right now, Zanka. How you doing, Zanka? Zanka is with StillRealToUs.com, a great wrestling website, and we thank you for joining us today on Turnbuckle Trash, Zanka.
Nah, thank you guys for having me. I just want to say, Zane, you totally nailed your hello. Yeah, you know what I mean? Mr. Exciting here. Dude, I almost jumped in. Like I said, our names are so similar. I was almost like, hi. So, Zanka, tell us a little bit about Still Real to Us and what you like. I mean, when did you start getting into professional wrestling, and just give us a little bit about what you like about wrestling today. So basically it all started, my dad was really into wrestling, so the day I was born, literally, apparently Hulk Hogan was on TV and my dad was watching it with me. So it stayed with me ever since. It was kind of our bonding thing, and one thing led to another. I ended up being in a band, and I was fast forward about 10 years,
well, actually a lot more, because like I said, I was a baby, so I was about 18, and the people in my band were actually all wrestling fans as well, which was really funny, because we toured all over, and people would make fun, not make fun of us, but they'd be like, you still watch that? That type of deal. And then the still real guy, you know, the guy was on Tosh.0 and all that, the guy who went viral, he had that video where he was like, it's still real to me, damn it, and that kind of became our call and cry, so we went along with it, and he gave us the blessing to use it, and so here we are today.
Oh, man, that is so great. Hey, you mentioned something that Zane and I have found so many times, that when you mention to somebody that you are a professional wrestling fan, they – some of them actually kind of look down their nose and say, oh, you still watch that? And I say, mm-hmm. I never have stopped, you know? So
exactly. Honestly, and basically the way I look at things, too, is I always try to find the funny in things. Pro wrestling, to me, has always been kind of funny. It's so out there. It's so different. When I really started getting a respect for it is when I did about, you know, I took 6 training classes. I got in the ring. I did all that. That's where the respect wow. came from for the guys and everything. And that's when I really started appreciating, you know, the athleticism and everything else. But being 5'8 and a 175, I realized quick I'm not going to be able to get anywhere that I'd want to get to at the time. So I just started using my mouth and making memes. And my buddy Josh is the one. Josh and I is the one who started StillRealToUs.com. And I ended up having a kid, so he took over full-time. And he made the .com really what it is today. I mean, he had the driving force. I just wanted to make dumb articles about, you know, who are 5 guys you wouldn't want to have over for a barbecue, you know, and like the Dudley Boys, they break all the tables and stupid shit like that. He really wanted to get into it. He wanted to get into it deep, and he did a great job. So he deserves, I'd say, about 90% of the credit. I'm more of the icing, and he's the cake.
Ooh, cake. Me. We love cake. So, hey, let me ask you
Don't get Dave started on food, because he might go off on a tangent.
I probably would, because you said you're 5'8", what, buck? How much do you say you weigh?
I'm about a 175.
let's just put it this way. I'm almost 6'1". My thigh probably weighs more than you do, Zanko. So, I'm a large individual. You know what I'm talking about. So, hey, let's talk a little bit about the website, stillrealtous.com. I actually have it called up right now, and the look is fantastic. We're trying to get some sort of look on our page, but, man, you have news, you have articles, you have a store there, the memes, the podcast, and more. And you said John is the one that kind of puts that all together for you?
Josh. He had the idea, Josh, and we hired a guy originally. He started off, and like everything, it starts off small. We had a couple things here and there where – we wanted change on the original website, and he contacted this guy who really made a phenomenal site. And then he ended up getting more into that aspect, you know, the designing, the look, and Josh is the guy who actually ended up doing it all, making it real. Looked real good, you know?
Yeah, it looks good, and you've got great articles on there and more. But let's get more back into you, because you're the one. We don't want to give Josh too much credit now, do we?
Oh, I give him all the credit, my man. I do the podcast because I like to talk. I hate writing, and he'd have to edit my articles, and, you know, being friends, he doesn't want to be like, dude, you're an idiot. So he'd take it real easy on me.
Hey, you told me that you're from the Boston area, near Boston anyway. So you're right there in the WWE thick of things. Are there any other minor promotions there, the independent scene that's going well on the East Coast?
Yeah, we have Beyond Wrestling. It's really starting to take off. They're starting to pack, you know, via like halls like that. We have other promotions. There's New England Pro Wrestling. There's a couple other ones that have been switching names on and off. But pretty much any weekend you go out in a VFW or a high school gymnasium, I mean, a lot of times you'll just see the flyers online or even on telephone poles still up there, because we're still a little backwoods, apparently.
Uh-huh.
And you'll be able to watch pretty much anything.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we've had a lot of guys, like I was saying, I got in the ring when I was trying to train and wanted to see what it was all about. And Matt Taven, Ring of Honor, the leader of the kingdom down there,
yeah,
he started out right around here. And I like to brag that I was in the ring for his first training session as well, and he basically took all the good shit, and now I'm stuck all the good stuff, and now I'm stuck running a meme page and a podcast.
Well, you know, he's,
so
Dave, if you don't mind me buttoning in
real quick.
Ahead.
Go ahead.
Zanka, we've had a guy on the show. He's getting pretty popular back here on the West Coast. He's been really good to us, and his name's MK Bandit. But he said one time we were talking to him, and he said there's WWE fans and wrestling fans.
I see where you're going. Yep.
So tell me what you think if I was to ask you, are you a wrestling fan or are you a WWE fan? How would you answer that question?
I would say I'm a wrestling fan first and foremost. We mainly focus on WWE because honestly it's the driving force in our traffic. I mean, you'll even notice, even just simply on our Instagram page, The Real Lewis, you'll see every meme that is a WWE-related meme gets, this is just numbers, analytics, it's probably boring for other people, but it'll get, I would say, up to 65% more traffic, more like likes, more double taps, whatever you want to call it, than anything I post about New Japan or Ring of Honor or CCW, which is all things I'm a fan of. I mean, I watch New Japan all the time. I'm subscribed to New Japan World. You know, I go to Ring of Honor events every chance I get. So it's just funny that it's obviously, I would say, a lot of people call it the casual fan. WWE is so easy to access. It's right there in, you know, USA or wherever you're from. And it's just easier to get to, which makes it easier for people to watch. So I think that way there, he's right when he says WWE fans. But I think a lot of casual fans get a bad rap where they don't really even know that there's other stuff out there to check out.
Mm. Yeah, so what do you think about that, Dave?
Well, you know, I've totally got to agree. I think that over the past year, year and a half, though, you're starting to see a little bit of a shift. Now, the WWE is a monster. You know, you got to admit that. Nobody's ever going to be.
Real quick, the one thing you'll notice, too, is the ages. The younger kids are all really general, really into WWE, really, you know, the basic WWE fan.
Uh-huh.
The older, the teenagers in the early 20s, mid-20s, and guys like me, 30, you'll see them, they're starting to, like you were saying, it's really starting to build a groundswell of all these up-and-coming companies.
Yeah, you've got Lucha Underground, and Marty the Moth Martinez is a friend of the program. He's been on with us a couple of times. I was actually on a panel discussion at a Comic-Con with him talking about professional wrestling. But they're getting ready to start, what is it, season number 4 now on the El Rey Network. And, of course, they go for the more of the Hispanic community, but there are a lot of people that are really impressed with the way that they approach their professional wrestling program. Martin told me one time, he said, we approach it as a TV show that features professional wrestling instead of a professional wrestling show on TV. What do you think about that?
I would agree 1,000%. I mean, the one thing I will say, too, about WWE a lot of times is they lack storylines, whereas Lucha Underground, that's really where they just have strived. They've been great at it. I mean, some of the stuff is funny, too, until you really caught on and watched a few seasons, you see people disappearing and then coming, like, literally they make people disappear and stuff like that. And I love it. I love their storylines. I love that. And the thing that I feel like gets lost in these discussions is they have some of the best pro wrestlers, you know, going, luchas, basically. Their matches are ridiculous. Some of the stuff they pull off, I mean, these guys are just, it's crazy, the athletes that they have down there, too, not just the actual storyline. And it's a lot more polished, I would say, than other things. Like all their backstage promos, it's really polished. It's really shot well. You can tell that they use nothing but the best. I think I read, I shouldn't even quote it, but each episode costs them something ridiculous. So I was really happy when they actually started getting their older seasons on Netflix because I really thought that was really going to help them push to the next level.
Yeah, I would like to see them get a better TV deal. I mean, El Rey
exactly,
is fine,
yeah.
But... you know, this is a very quality show, especially for that type of entertainment. So as we're talking about that and we're talking about TV deals, I'm going to ask you about what has happened over the last 2 years. And you know I'm going to talk about Impact, TNA, Global Force, whatever the heck they're wanting to call it now. Have they hurt themselves by staying with Pop TV? Or what is your opinion of that?
My opinion is exactly what you said. Nobody knows what they're called. I mean, I'm knee deep in this stuff, and I constantly correct myself where I'm like, TNA, Impact. You know what I'm saying? So they've hurt themselves by just sticking with those core. I think they just got to switch the whole. I don't think it's Pop TV because that's the best deal that they could get at the time.
Uh-huh.
I feel like like Lucha Underground, in my opinion, would be great for, like, you know, remember back when SmackDown was on the Sci-Fi Network?
Oh, yeah.
I think Lucha would just thrive there. I mean, SmackDown did really good numbers over there, and Lucha would be perfect for that kind of core audience. Even the people who aren't into wrestling, if they were to stumble across that, who are on that channel, would be, I feel like they'd really get into that. But, yeah, again, with Impact, I just feel like it's just people don't know. They don't know what to call it. They don't know what to say. There was a period of time there where, in my opinion, they were putting out better programming than WWE. Yep. They had AJ Styles. They had Samoa Joe. They had, you know, everybody, basically. When Ric Flair came back after his retirement, he was in some fun storylines over there. With,
oh, yeah,
you know,
the
Jay
stuff.
Lethal.
Oh, the Jay Lethal stuff was classic, right. Wasn't it? Oh, I loved it.
Their knockouts. I mean, at the time, WWE wasn't doing much about women's wrestling. Now they're starting to really push it to the forefront. But the knockouts, for me, are the ones that really started the, I'm using hand quotes, women's revolution, because those girls could really go. And Gail Kim, someone, in my opinion, who really pushed that over on Impact or TNA at the time. So I just feel like there was a certain point where if they struck, they would have been, I think, you know, not so much WCW-esque, but they could have got almost to that level.
So one thing I want to talk about is I want to go back in time a little bit, and I want to go back to Dave and I were big WCW fans. Back when everybody, literally everybody, was watching wrestling, you know, back in the early 2000s, what were you doing? Were you watching WCW? Were you an Attitude Era person, or what would you say kind of kept you interested through the years on all this wrestling stuff?
I see where you're going. First and foremost, I was an Attitude guy, but my thumb got a workout. I would go back and forth constantly when Nitro was on. I loved both, but, you know, you picked the side back then. Mm-hmm. And I grew up watching WWE, so maybe it's like you don't pick really which sports team you're going to root for. It's just where you grew up kind of deal. I grew up on WWE, so I rode with them, but I was a big WCW, you know, mark as well, so I watched both. But the big thing about the Attitude Era was it hit perfectly for my demographic, my age group, because it was right when I was getting into that, you know, rebellious stage where Stone Cold was, you know, telling me Vince McMahon to, you know, go where to stick it. And that was about the time where I started, you know, not having great time in school. So it was perfect timing for me growing up that it just, I think it hit perfectly. And now, you know, obviously WWE went to the PG era, so I don't know. I think I wrote through because the storylines for me were where it was at. The wrestling wasn't even all that amazing back then, so storylines is what really drove me through.
You just said something there that we've talked many, many times about on our podcast, and Dave and I personally have talked many, many times about the PG era. Dave, why don't you think for a second about some of this stuff that we've talked about the PG era. And what do you think about what's going on, and what would you ask Zanka about the PG era and things that we've talked about?
Okay, Zanka, as far as the PG era goes, now, you know, we talked about this being a PG podcast because we want a father and son to be able to sit down and listen to this together and not be embarrassed by some of the subject matter, although we do get very serious on some of the controversies. But the PG era, I have got to think that they went a little bit too far PG. I'm not exactly sure where you come in on that, but I mean, when they started going more, then when they started getting the silly characters, the Doink the Clowns, the Duke the Dumpsters, and some of those characters, you could almost see people saying, well, you know, that's enough. And I think that's when WCW might have just kind of had a little bit more on them. As far as the product goes, don't you think that there's still a good market for more of that, more attitude type of wrestling? I don't necessarily want to say the blood and guts, because people don't really want the blood and guts, but the really hardcore stuff more. Where would you find that if you were looking for that?
Are we talking strictly WWE?
Well, I'm talking overall. Do you think that there is an audience out there that could sustain a more, I don't want to call it adult, but more of a Yeah, I guess I would call it more of an adult type wrestling where they get into some really serious storylines and some just some real nasty stuff every once in a while.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's basically, if you're into it, you'll find it. Like, CCW is ridiculous. It's crazy stuff. It's a lot of death matches. It's a lot of, stuff when you're watching. Someone like Jim Cornette would be like, this is what's killing the business. So, but I enjoy some of that stuff, you know, in small doses. So I like it. And then if you're into, basically the way I break it down, if you're into strictly wrestling, you can't do better than New Japan. I mean, it's just... Especially maybe because if you don't speak Japanese, you're just so focused on the matches that you really get sucked into that. If you're into the hardcore stuff, like I was saying, CCW, Ring of Honor, in my opinion, too, has a mixture of a little bit of everything. They're just not on that scale yet with like a New Japan and WWE. So I personally just feel like it's what you're into. I mean, I like pro wrestling, like I was saying, so it all works for me. So I even think WWE is actually on the cusp of another, not attitude era, but more, I would say, ruthless aggression type era. If you look at a lot of the talent right now, it's guys like Samoa Joe, guys like Kevin Owens. You got guys down in NXT who are going to be coming up, Adam Cole. You got guys like that who aren't really character-based. They're more just, you know, I would say attitude-based, like a ruthless aggression era, like an Eddie Guerrero and his friend that we don't mention.
Yeah.
Wrestling back then that's what it was. So I think WWE is actually on the cusp of maybe coming out a little bit of the PG thing.
Uh-huh.
I understand why they went PG. Obviously, it was a corporate deal. They went public. They wanted to get more advertising, so it makes sense in that aspect. But obviously, yeah, the hardcore fans have kind of shunned it.
Well, let me ask you one more quick question. This is on a personal end. You mentioned at the beginning of the interview. By the way, we're talking to Zacho from the Turnbuckle Trash. From stillrealtous.com, and you mentioned that your dad was a professional wrestling fan.
Yep.
So are you going to carry that on with your children to watch this and talk about it and share this, this, I think, a great form of storytelling and entertainment?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you it's already happened. I have a three-year-old. And his favorite wrestler right now, no lie, is Braun Strowman. It made me proud.
Yeah.
He loves throwing his arms up and running around the house yelling Braun. So,
uh-huh.
Yeah, I guess I'm carrying it on. And it wasn't something I forced either. It was just, you know, I have to sit down and I'll make memes every Monday and Tuesday. So he caught on to that and he wanted to check it out. And now he's staying up way later than I want him to watching wrestling with me.
Yeah, it sounds like Zane, doesn't it, Zane?
Yeah, my kid's five, and my mom brought back some lucha masks from Mexico when she went down there.
Awesome.
So he likes to get his lucha mask on and have wrestling matches.
Oh, yeah. I've had quite a few of random frog splashes when I'm lying on the ground watching TV that I'm not ready for.
Yeah. So that was an interesting way you said that. We might be coming into a different era. Do you think that would be a positive thing for WWE to maybe shift things around and maybe try to get away from the PG stuff and try to make it a little more hardcore, if you will?
Yeah, I'll say this. I think it's natural. I think it's happening naturally. I think what they like to do maybe that some people don't see is they try to start over. It seems like since the golden era where they go from one side to the next. So like I said, the attitude era caught me at the perfect time growing up into that. I think they're trying to catch kids now who they started with the PG era. And as they're getting older, they're getting a little edgier. And if you notice, the product's gotten a little edgier.
Right.
I think it's going to happen over time. Like I said, a lot of the stars they have right now too, are just guys that are, you know, basically going to push the envelope a little bit. I mean, Samoa Joe just beats people. Kevin Owens, and when he turns it on, he's probably the best heel going. So, I think that's a natural course. And I think WWE should, because like you guys were saying too, I mean, there's so many other companies coming up right now. And with the internet, it's just people are going to be able to find things a lot easier nowadays than before. So yeah. Whereas WWE was a monopoly for a while because they had the biggest TV contract, who's to say TV is going to even make a big deal in about 10 years? I mean, obviously their new contracts with USA and Fox are going to help them financially, but crowd-wise, audience-wise, it might not even matter. And in time. So one thing I wanted to get your opinion on is, we've talked also multiple times on the podcast, is I recall a meme that you posted. I think it might have been 2 years ago, because it just showed up on my Facebook page. That you said people were saying, "Oh, I used to watch wrestling," and it's like, and then you showed some of the stars right now, you know, AJ Styles and Samoa Joe and some of these guys. You said, "Why would you not watch wrestling now?"
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
So with these, the talent on the roster right now, I mean, with guys like Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, you know, Dolph Ziggler, The Miz right now is killing it.
Hi, The Miz myself.
Oh, yeah.
Dean Ambrose, I mean, you've got so many big names right now. I don't know how to say the question. How does the WWE use these guys and not abuse
them? I've had this conversation on our podcast as well. It's funny because a lot of the comments you'll see on my page is like, oh, they're holding him down or they're burying this guy. Look, there's only so many titles. I think if you're in a prominent storyline, like, let's be honest, the Bobby Lashley, I don't know how you guys feel, but me, the Bobby Lashley, Sami Zayn story is kind of crap.
Oh, yeah.
1 second. Before we leave, if you don't mind if I do one thing.
Sure.
I just want to say hello to my sisters, Kathy, Jessica, Francis. I love you.
Not something I'm totally invested in. But look, Sami Zayn and Bobby Lashley are getting prominent TV time, so that's a positive. I know it's a crap storyline. I mean, I crap on it every chance I get, but it's a positive. So I see what you're saying, whereas I don't think anybody's really being treated unfairly. I mean, if you were to ask me, is AJ Styles being champion holding anybody else back from becoming, I would say AJ Styles deserves to be WWE champion over anybody on SmackDown, so... I don't think anybody else is getting held down. I think the one thing I will say is they have more talent now on their roster, including NXT, than ever. And the thing that's really hurting them, in my opinion, is creative. I just feel like there's like two storylines going on in each brand. And, you know, one of them involves the title, and then the other one involves Bobby Lashley and Sami Zayn. So I feel like where they're losing talent is that they're not putting them in storylines. They have 3 hours of TV. They could really be doing something fun with a lot of these guys. Like a guy like Bobby Roode, who was so hot in TNA and pretty big in NXT, he got lost in the shuffle. I mean, creative turned him babyface because basically his song was over. And now he's kind of getting a dead, you know, crowd reaction during his matches. So I wouldn't say so much the talent is going to get – it's getting stifled. I'd say creatively they're getting stifled.
Interesting. What do you think about that, Dave?
Boy, you're speaking up my alley here, because Bobby Lashley saying, "I love you."
I love you.
I just about lost my lunch when he did that. But of course, Zayn knows I love my lunch. But anyway, guys, I love my lunch. But I'm just kind of wondering, how, this creative force that is the WWE, do you think, and I'm once again, I'm just speaking as a fan here, sometimes I feel...
Oh, me too. I am not an expert.
Yeah, I feel cheated sometimes when I watch Raw. I mean, you got the tag team division right now on Raw. You've got the champions, the Woken Matt Hardy, which don't get me started on that stuff he did in TNA. Then you got Bray Wyatt, who I'm a huge fan of, and now they're a tag team, but they're not involved in a feud. They just had some kind of little tournament this on Monday Night Raw, but since they've been the champions, they've done nothing. And
I just did an hour on this. You're speaking up my alley.
Hey, we must be brothers from another mother, right? So
there you go.
But I watch it, and I watch them take a tag team. Like, I'm just going to go to Breezango, the Fashion Police. When they first started the Fashion Police and the Fashion Files on SmackDown, it was funny, it was entertaining, and then they disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to today with the Authors of Pain, who made this big debut on Raw right after WrestleMania, and they haven't been on TV in weeks.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
what is creative?
Elder,
What are they doing with the creative department? Do they not have a focus? Do they not say, guys, come on, we need to get all these people involved in the storyline and built everybody up instead of having this crap that's going on sometimes.
I think a lot of the times, again, I'm not an expert, it's just a personal opinion, they focus heavily on the guy who they think, this isn't even a Roman Reigns bashing thing, it could be anybody in his spot. They focus highly, John Cena will say, all their story and all their creative goes into those characters, and everybody else kind of creative-wise gets lost in the shuffle where they're just like, oh, go have a match with, you know, Curt Hawkins or something. So all the creative seems to be going in one direction, and it, if you ask me, that's why the product isn't, you know, gaining more than a 3.2 or whatever it's been getting lately. So yeah. I think, like you're saying, I mean, if the trickle-down effect, if everybody's doing great on the roster, more people are going to tune in for their favorite guy because, I mean, like you and I mean, we can have a civil conversation and you like, you know, just I'm just saying I like Bray Wyatt. But let's say I didn't like Bray Wyatt and you did like Bray Wyatt. If they weren't pushing Bray Wyatt, that's fine, you know, by me in this instance. But if by you, you're mad. So they're losing a lot of people, I think, in that aspect where they're pushing one guy that they feel like is going to be the face. And a majority of the audience at the time isn't into that guy. So they might be losing those guys. So
we'll have part two of our interview with Zenka from SteelWorldToUs.com right after we check in with Chris on the mat.